First person we're going to go to, just so you can get things ready, is our West of the Rockies line. And the birth date I have here is 6-4, which is like me.
Uh-huh.
It's 6-4-1964. Let's go West of the Rockies. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi, George.
Hi, what's your name?
This is Tana from Oklahoma.
Hey, Tana, how are you? Good. So you have
a
question?
I did.
You did. Good. Yeah, Tana, anytime I wake up at 57, it's a good birthday.
Yeah, well, I'm only 43, so I'm a little behind you there.
Yeah, you are. Okay, so what's your question for Dr. T?
I just got my AA degree. I'm a visually impaired person and just got my AA degree in May. And I was wondering about a career. What would be the best thing for me to go into?
First of all, you have the head of the dragon since your last birthday, last June, right in your 10th house of career, and the tail is in your home area, so this might force you to move and to relocate. Have you thought of that yet?
Yeah, I am, actually. I'm in a trailer now, and they have to move from the property down.
All right, so that tail of the dragon is going to be a little bit difficult until you establish yourself. But career-wise, your Saturn is in the world of Pisces. Your moon is in Pisces. So you're a natural nurse. You have ability in anything that dwells with caring, healing, and you've been impaired by the universe to tap on your subconscious. So anything that dwells with the intangible, the spirits, and the medical field, not to forget the art, you are blessed. And that's what I have for you, honey, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, very good, Luis. Good advice. Well, the computer keeps spitting them out. Next one, first-time caller line, birth date is June 10, 1975.
Okay, so that's 6-10-1965, you said?
1975.
Oh, excuse me.
6-10-1975. We're going to our first-time caller. You're on the air with us. Hi there. Hello? Oh, it would be nice if I pushed the button. There you go. Hi. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm just wondering, I'm in the midst of starting a new business, and I was wondering what you see in the future for it.
Okay, the same story. All of those born in June have the head and the tail of the dragon affecting their home, real estate, family. That's where the stress is. So, and the head of the dragon is in your career, forcing you to reevaluate your career. So you heard the previous caller. This is what I said. But in your case, honey, you were born by birth with the tail of the dragon in Gemini, the moon in Gemini. So you could be classified as an ADD. You need to focus, concentrate, and finish what you start. Do I make sense? You need to go back to college.
Really? Okay.
You heard me. And you have gift in communication, and you need to learn to listen. You could be a writer, you could be a speaker, but you need to concentrate your thoughts through your dragon set in Sagittarius. So my suggestion to you is to go back to college and finish what you start. You got me?
Okay. But the business that I'm working on now, do you see anything for that?
Okay, what is it about?
It's body care products.
Okay, anything to do with sales, communication, anything to do with transportation, being a Gemini, you are protected by the universe. As I said, you could also lend yourself being a jack of all trades if you do not finish, because you've started a lot of things. You need to learn to finish and stick to the end. You will be also much more successful if you deal with business that are involving foreigners and foreign land. And that's what I have for you, honey.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
How's the economy look in general to you, Luis, overall for the country?
Well, as I said, you know, the head and the tail of the dragon in the second house of money and the eighth house of corporated area of the United States is not exactly good. However, gold is definitely an area that will be going, you cannot delete gold. So that's an area that investment should be pushed into, as I perceive. But also new technology, new development with technology will allow people to invest on that area, because the head of Aquarius in the second house of money of America rules anything that is high-tech and electronics.
Do you believe there's an Illuminati out there, one world government group?
Oh, it's already started. It's already been there. It's always been there. But what the Age of Aquarius does is to unify and make this world much smaller. Since technology and computers have been invented, there is no more distance. So this is what the world of Aquarius is trying to do, is to make everybody be honest and just, where there is no more secrets, being as a big, huge group, put it this way. And that could be scary for, especially for the United States, mostly because of the Cold War attitudes and the difference in politics, so to speak. But the world of Aquarius has its own reward. Of course, in 2,000 years, when the Age of Aquarius is over and the Age of Capricorn would take place, that would be a different story. But we are not there yet. We just have to deal first with the dead end of the Age of Pisces, which is religion, which is deception, illusion, confinement, fear, guilt, drugs, alcohol. We've got to finish that age before we're moving very slowly but very surely into the Age of Aquarius.
When you are out and you run into someone that you know has negative energy and, you know, psychic vampire types, they just grab your energy, what do you do? Do you try to get away from them or do you confront them? What do you do?
Well, no, first of all, I know how to protect myself, and I have a pretty good intuition, like any one of us, but these are lost souls. They are negative, and they'll try anything they can to suck your energy to survive. It's a matter of life and death, you know. But you can protect yourself, and I talk about this again on my new book, Beyond the Secret, how to handle some situation involving negative forces and negative energy, because they are very real. You know, people will suck you, your energy. It's like sometimes there is people that come in my healing room. There is people that I have to work on with gloves, and there is other people that they don't degenerate me because they have already their own battery fully charged. But it is very real. There is people that are vampire there.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. Birth date, 7/28/1944. Let's go to our wild card line. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi. This is Darlene from Ohio.
Hey, Darlene. What's your question for Dr. T?
My question is, about the last 12 years, I've really gone through a lot of stuff, and I was wondering if he can see anything good happening to me in my future.
Well, yes, you were born with Saturn in Cancer, right on your first house, and that's the fear principle. And your subconscious does not know the difference between the fears or the wishes. And having this Saturn constantly sucking your energy brings about your wishes through the law of attraction. So you're very strongly advised to keep a very positive attitude. But the beauty about you is that being born in July, you are under the constellation of the moon. And my book, Moon Power, which is available for free from Coast to Coast website, you can download it from their website, I believe, or mine, will allow you to tune yourself like you would tune up a car. You need to tune yourself to the waxing and waning area of the moon and avoid depression. Do you have any, just a very rough question for you, do you have a good connection with your mother or not?
My mother's passed.
Yeah, because I see...
But I did. We were very, very close.
Okay, yes. You're missing her, yeah. And
yeah.
I believe she is your guardian angel. Yeah, she's watching over you, but each time you say a negative thought, you're counteracting the good energy coming from your guardian angel. So make it a habit to be more positive and to have more faith in life. And don't forget, the future is the reincarnation of the thought, and your subconscious does not know what's good, what's bad for you. It will bring it to you at the end. So why not being positive, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
She's really welcome.
All right. Thanks, Darlene. Well, Lewis, you know, as you tell me how you enter this into the computer, tell me what you're doing exactly.
First of all, I bring all the date of birth for my software, then I click a button that calculates everything, and then I get the UCI. UCI stands for Unique Celestial Identity. I can see the 12 specific area of the human experience. We call them houses. You have 12 houses. those 12 houses correspond to the 12 apostles, the 12 sins, the 12 jury, the 12 tribe of Israel, the 12 notes of music. And inside of each house or each department of the human experience, there are planets. And those planets are both positive or negative, depending on how they communicate with other planets and bring about certain gift, certain talent, or oppression, or depression, or a way of thinking. And I can see how the person think. I can see the energy affecting their career, their health, their relationship.